lot of people, I think, think the Knights are going up in smoke at the moment. It's been an extraordinary, well, bit over a week now. We just heard one of the calls that Graham Hughes, anchorman of 2HD's Talking Sport, took yesterday afternoon. A long-time fan expressing perhaps the feeling that they might not renew their membership for next year. And I think a lot of people are feeling that way. Let's speak to the man himself. Graham is on the line. Morning, Graham.
Morning, Rich.
Now, Graham, as we've just heard, you got a lot of angry people calling your show and venting yesterday. You've been involved in the game for such a long time. Have you ever seen what's been described as a debacle pan out like this?
Well, look, unfortunately, I have, but it's been rare. And yesterday, I tried to plead with so many Knights fans that rang who wanting to not take up their memberships next year or reserve seating at the ground. And naturally, we said what we believe is best, and that is you don't do that. You stay strong with your support of the club. It's only mistakes that are made by those involved. And the important thing is for Knights members and fans now, for what is a great city up there, to be told the truth and find out who got it wrong.
What, in your opinion, are the mistakes that have been made, Graham?
Well, look, I see today up there in Newcastle, Herald, that it's been written that the player managers are the one fueling problems with the media to get it wrong. I find it unbelievable that a person like Paul Kent can write an article yesterday in the Telegraph that simply calls Adam O'Brien the incoming Knights coach. And a press conference there ensues with the CEO of the Knights, Phil Gardner, who says, and calls, from memory, he calls Adam O'Brien an exceptional possibility.
Yeah.
Well, he's an assistant coach unproven. How can he use exceptional? And then adds, and by the way, we'll be talking to other coaches.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, if Adam O'Brien gets the gig, I mean, what the hell has gone on up there, Phil?
All right, but looking at the track record of the Knights this season, Graham, you know, we won one, lost five, won six and lost six. There's surely problems there when you get results like that.
And no problem. And there's no problem with the departure of a coach. None. But to have members of the media openly stating who a coach is going to be in the following season at a time when a coach is supposed to be online for a finals position is astonishing. So who went and spoke to people behind Brown's back?
Well,
who did it?
No one really knows, and I dare say we'll never really find the truth out. But, okay, a lot of debate going on here, as you've mentioned, rookie coach versus old head. Who would you pick?
Look, in the circumstances that the Knights are probably going to miss out on the finals, then Nathan would understand that at the end of the season that he's possibly gone. But you're telling me that a situation can blow up at this stage when you're online for a crack at a finals berth. Just go back to last week. For Nathan Brown to find out, and I mean the rugby league world talks, you know, And he finds out that people are being approached about the Newcastle position. And somebody either knows about it or pretends not to know about it. And he walks in and says, hey, I'm happy to walk. And then he agrees to stay for the end of it. And then that garbage was dished up by a playing group last week. I mean, Phil's got to understand one thing, Phil Gardner. Regardless of what he's saying up there today in your press, that it's the player managers, you better start to understand this is not the league's club. He's not running West League. He's running a football organisation.
Well, do you think you can do the two successfully? Be the manager of an NRL club and the manager of a large organisation like West's?
On what unfolded again this week and yesterday, I would say he's got a lot to learn. I mean, you know, the Sydney media, I mean, you've got all the key people down here in Sydney who find out after 2 o'clock that there's a press conference in Newcastle at 3:30.
Yeah.
Now, you want to throw, you know, something to the Tigers and give them some meat to chew on? Well, they did that yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I want to find out from things like a quote in Fairfax where he said that John Quayle, one of the game's greatest administrators and who is a consultant up there,
yes,
to think that he was left out of the loop, if anybody says that, I don't know what they're talking about. Well, in the bottom of my heart, I've known John Quayle most of my life. I can't believe that he would have openly said to somebody 3 and 4 weeks out from a finals run, "Oh, how about we go and talk to a few coaches behind the coach's back?"
Yeah.
Now, who the hell went and approached Adam O'Brien that incensed Nick Politis so much so that Trent Robinson then has to keep Politis cool and calm, and then they still embrace Adam O'Brien, who gets called in and asks for an explanation? Somebody got it terribly wrong.
Yeah.
You want it, just a word of warning for Phil, don't go blaming the media.
Mm. All right, good to talk to you as always, mate. I dare say you're going to get plenty more calls on this one this afternoon on Talking Sport. Look, I know you tried to speak to Phil yesterday. I did as well. I tried to make contact with Phil to see if we could get to him this morning. But, he's staying fairly quiet.
Well, it's an old trick. Let's call a press conference and tell everybody no comment, no further comment after the press conference.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, you got a lot of phone calls coming your way.
Yeah, he sure has. All right. Thanks for your time, mate. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Rich. Bye, mate.
Graham Hughes, anchorman of 2HD's Talking Sport.